Welcome to the Catholic Apostolate Center podcast series. Knowing and accepting the great love of God is the challenge that David Berkey discusses in A Lasting Joy, which was originally published on the Catholic Apostolate Center blog. Reading this blog post today is Nicholas Shields.
Not too long ago, I felt like I was on top of the world. I could sleep in without missing class, I didn't have to wear shower shoes, and was treated to delicious home cooking. Yes, it was spring break. However, that week, off from school, seemed to pass too quickly, as it always does, and soon I found myself back at school, where a mountainous pile of work awaited me. The joy that came with the start of break, a result of time off from an often busy and consuming world of commitments, had quickly vanished, and was replaced by the stress of things to be done. Today I came across a chapter, aptly titled Joy, in a book I'm reading by Cardinal Dolan. Here, he gave some suggestions as to what actually helps us attain a true and lasting joy, some of which took me by surprise. He first proposes that the source of all joy is peace. Looking through an exterior lens, these seem to be mutually exclusive, particularly when the thought of someone who is quiet and peaceful is juxtaposed with the image of a jovial, fun-loving, and joyful person. But Cardinal Dolan is referring to an inner peace that gives rise to a genuine exterior joy and happiness. This peace is rooted in the conviction that God loves us, and in return, we reciprocate this overwhelming love through our actions and interior life. Knowing and accepting this great love can be a challenge, and is something I still struggle with on a regular basis. A wise religious sister recently told me how we must first let God love us, even with our imperfections, before we attempt to change other people, a tendency of perfectionists such as myself. How right she was. This is often a major stumbling block in finding inner peace, which ultimately leads us to genuine joy. True joy can come about through trust in God's plan, but requires a complete surrender of ourselves and our desires. As cliche as it may sound, Cardinal Dolan suggests this simple ordering of our lives to reach this joy. J, Jesus. O, others. Y, yourself. When we are ordered this way and place ourselves last in the line of priorities, our happiness no longer relies on promotions, accolades, or spring breaks, but from a much deeper source that doesn't fade away despite busy schedules and stressors. Lastly, Cardinal Dolan highlights an important distinction between joy and pleasure. C.S. Lewis once said, "Joy is never in our power, and pleasure is." I doubt whether anyone who has tasted joy would ever, if both were in his power, exchange it for all the pleasure in the world. I realized that while going to the beach in Cozumel, cruising the Caribbean, or simply sleeping in can all be good things and may bring me pleasure, these things will never be able to bring me real joy. Perhaps we can all take a spring break, not in the sense of a vacation, although I'm sure none of you would object to that, but rather take a break and reflect on what motivates our joy. It is an inner peace within ourselves and an acceptance of God's immense love, exemplified in the Paschal mystery that we will soon be celebrating. Or is it based on the next compliment, promotion, or good grade? What do we need to change in order to reach this true joy? Fortunately, this joy is lasting. It is a joy that won't leave you sunburned or yearning for more in a week's time.
For this and more blog posts, or for more information, please visit www.catholicapostolatecenter.org. Thank you for listening, and in the words of St. Vincent Pallotti, may the charity of Christ urge us on.